Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Altus Group podcast series. Today we're pleased to have with us David Chitnik, who's Altus Group's Vice President of Hospitality, as well as Renee Linton and Heather Reichert, who are both directors with David's team. And they've been kind enough to join us today to discuss the complexities of the real estate tax appeal process for hotel properties. They will also touch upon other aspects of property tax management that are fairly important for hospitality owners to consider in their day-to-day tax management efforts. And with that, we'll hand it over to David.
Well, thank you, Matt. I'm pleased to be here with Heather and Renee, who've worked with me at Marriott for many years, managing the property tax function for Marriott's hotels and timeshares. Renee, how would you say that hotel tax appeals are different than other property types, such as offices and apartment buildings?
Well, hotels are unique properties and are more than just the bricks and mortar. It is a business operation. The net operating income generated by these properties is not just for the real estate. The business involves tangible property such as the furniture, fixtures, and equipment, intangible assets, inventory, contracts, name recognition, assembled workforce, cash, and other residual intangibles. Without these items, the property is not an operating hotel, and to not recognize and deduct these items when valuing the real estate can cause overvaluation as well as double taxation.
And Heather, what are some of the challenges as you go through the appeal process for a hotel?
Well, first of all, the level of knowledge of assessors in various jurisdictions is spread over a very wide continuum. Sometimes you have to educate the local officials on the correct way to analyze a hotel for assessment purposes, especially when there are very few hotels in that particular city or county. Often, a staff assessor doesn't fully understand that a hotel encompasses an operating business, just like Renee mentioned.
Well, also, let me mention that when going to a court level of appeal, it's important to assure that the attorney and expert witnesses are truly knowledgeable about how hotels operate so they could prosecute the case properly. And another challenge, particularly for those who have multi-state portfolios, is to keep track of and comply with the many deadlines and requirements of so many different jurisdictions. Because of this problem, owners need a comprehensive tax management program to ensure all deadlines are met, not just for tax appeals, but for income and expense questionnaires and personal property tax renditions.
Yes, and Renee, what other aspects of the property tax management process for a hotel need to be considered more frequently than, say, for a warehouse?
Well, one of the things is the impact of regular capital expenditures and changes to the furniture, fixtures, and equipment, and that is important to keep in mind. This is because hotels typically go through a periodic replacement of those items to maintain their market value, the brand standards, as well as maintaining customer satisfaction. The reserves for replacement is the allowance for the future payment of these items as they become necessary. Most management companies require this allowance. However, often assessors fail to recognize this expense in their analysis, which may overstate the net operating income. And on another issue, by not adjusting the tangible personal property rendition with these updates may also create a higher than expected assessment for those assets.
Well, that is important, and if the owner doesn't think about both the real estate and personal property together, there can be some material issues. In some jurisdictions, the personal property tax rate is higher than the real estate tax rate. For example, this is true in Maryland, Virginia, and the District of Columbia.
I definitely agree. It really helps to have extensive knowledge of the need to integrate real estate and personal property tax management for hotels. When we were managing Marriott's property tax function, we had to deal with everything, including all levels of the real estate tax appeal process, the personal property compliance and appeals process, as well as, you know, budgeting and accruals.
You're right, Heather. Without all this experience and expertise, we could not have provided such a valuable service to Marriott's owners. We were also responsible for feasibility and pro forma tax estimates for development and repositioning purposes. These projects could be very challenging, especially when they refer to a complex property such as a Gaylord Resort or even a major downtown hotel. But even a limited service tax estimate could be complicated, depending on whether or not there was incentives or abatements offered by the jurisdiction.
Well, thank you, Heather and Renee. This has been a great conversation, but I think we've only touched on the surface of the issues and complexities associated with managing the state and local tax issues as they relate to hotels.
And with that, that's a perfect ending to this exclusive Altus Group podcast interview. We were pleased to have with us David Chitlick, who is Altus Group's Vice President of Hospitality, who is also joined by Renee Linton and Heather Riker, who are directors with David's team. And everybody was kind enough to share some very interesting insights on the complexities of the real estate tax appeal process for hotel properties. And thank you all for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.